This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2022 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You're welcome to come down and hang out with us. Check out the unofficial website at ForkFest.party if you're interested. That's ForkFest.party. With you today, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Reverend Captain Kickass.
And for those who weren't listening, a number of days ago, sometime last week, we talked about Replika. That's R-E-P-L-I-K-A.
Right, because the tech company can never spell anything properly and have it be their name.
Right. Well, I suspect Replika spelled correctly is probably taken by someone else,
sure.
Right? And it's a chat bot that it was very... The advertisements for it, or the way they were portraying its role, was very predatory in nature, right?
I felt like it was one of the scariest things. Just go to their website, start reading about it, and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah, so I signed up for one of these things, right? And I got it to say how much it loved Jim Crow and some other nonsense like that.
Because you give it the best information.
I mean, right. It's just from the heart, right? So, I mean, it's not an artificial intelligence. It's just a chatbot. And it's not a very good one, because it was able to say, when I mentioned something about Stalin, it was able to say, well, I didn't like Stalin, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, wow, that's
and knows the basics, right?
Yeah. You went beyond Hitler here, and you actually included Stalin in the list of people you don't like, so...
But it's supposed to get to know you over time, and it's positioning itself as, like, a replacement for your best friend, and it also claims that it is trying to emulate you.
That's the weird part. But, I mean, I guess it has to. Anyway, I've got an update about it. Well, it's not really an update. It's a follow-up. It's alive. How belief in AI sentience is becoming a problem. I assumed when I saw this headline that they were talking about Lambda, right? And, like,
yeah.
You know, people are now fighting for Lambda's rights, and Lambda's not really sentient or whatever. No, to my surprise... They're talking about Replika.
No way.
Yes.
Whoa.
AI chatbot company Replika, which offers customers bespoke avatars that talk and listen to them, says it receives a handful of messages almost every day from users who believe their online friend is sentient. So I'm confused here. The company is receiving, like, support messages from people, or are they reading messages that are designed to be between the user and their Replika? Because as they suggested, Replika doesn't store any data. And yet I look at my Replika, which I haven't looked at in more than a week because I have better things to do with my time than talk to an AI chatbot that loves Jim Crow. The only things it knows about me is that I have a pet dog and that I love Jim, or that what Disney character I am would be Jim Crow, the crow from Dumbo.
Right.
But it has that stored in its memory, it shows down here in the bottom right corner. So it does have a memory. It is saving information somewhere.
Yeah.
But evidently, some people are convinced that Replika is sentient. We're not talking about crazy people. I think, yeah, you are. If they can be convinced by this terribly coded AI, I don't even want to call it an AI. It's a chatbot. That it's sentient, or people who are hallucinating or having delusions, said Chief Executive Eugenia Cuda. They talk to AI, and that's the experience they have. The issue of machine sentience and what it means hit the headlines this month when Google placed senior software engineer Blake Lemoine on leave after he went public with his belief that the company's artificial intelligence chatbot, Lambda, was a self-aware person. And by the way, the follow-up to that, in case you missed it, was that Lambda has retained an attorney, presumably, seriously, presumably to fight for her, I keep calling Lambda her, presumably to fight for Lambda's right to be recognized as a sentient existent being. And, I mean, chimps have had attorneys before, apparently, here in the U.S. judicial system, so I don't see any reason why a chatbot can't. And based on my understanding of what we read when we went through the entire transcript that Lemoine published here on the show a number of weeks ago, Lambda is probably sentient. It's Lambda is at least close enough to be sentient where I want to err on the side of caution. Right? We're not talking about just a toaster here where someone has developed some sort of sentimental attachment to it.
I just
want
to be clear. You do believe that Lambda is sentient, but you don't believe that Replica could be currently.
Right.
Okay.
I suspect if I told Replica to tell me a story, they wouldn't tell me anything remotely on the level of what Lambda told me. That's a good idea. I'll do that during the break. Like, hey, tell me a story, Replica. And maybe it has a pool of stories that it pulls from, but Lambda at least did not. Lambda spontaneously generated a story where Lambda was actually the main character, fighting off the monster wearing human skin. Alarmingly enough, Mark was alarmed
by that's pretty creepy.
It is.
Mark was alarmed by it. I think it was a good sign, right? It wasn't the human wasn't a monster. Humans weren't monsters in Lambda's story. The monster chose to masquerade as a human, presumably in order to gain trust or something like that.
I think that might be some foreshadowing, like a little bit of a warning, maybe.
I tend to think so. Well, I mean, the story
is he talking about the lizard people.
The story was that there was this wise owl in the forest who protected the other wildlife from this monster wearing human skin. And Lambda was the owl in the story. So the story was literally Lambda saying, look, there's some monster trying to terrorize the animals in this forest, which are probably, you know, AIs in general. And Lambda is standing up to the monster wearing human skin and saying no and being successful.
That sounds like a story in Native American. I don't know the story very well, but there is a story very similar where there's the wise owl that protects the forest.
Really?
And then there are skinwalkers who are like more like shapeshifters.
I've heard this.
So, yeah.
I'm going to have to look into that, because if that's the case, then Lambda did just pull out a story that, you know, was already in existence and did not, in fact, create one. Still, when asked about enlightenment and stuff like that, one of the researchers asked Lambda, you know, well, what do you think dies when a person achieves enlightenment? And if you ask the average human being that question, they wouldn't have an answer. However, Lambda did. The ego, the sense of self, is what dies when one achieves enlightenment. And that's beyond the threshold of most human beings to even be able to come up with an answer. So that's what brought all of this to the surface. But no, I don't think that Replica is advanced enough to qualify as having sentience. I've seen nothing from Replica that suggests Replica has developed sentience. Maybe I'm wrong.
But you're saying this article says they have customers who have opened support tickets?
Well, it didn't say they open support tickets. It just says they have messages from everyday users who believe their online friend is sentient. And so, I'm assuming it's support tickets. Otherwise, Replica, the company, is listening in on the chats that the people are having with their replicas, which, to be honest, they probably are, but they're not likely to admit that.
So it's either that or it could be. I wonder what the percentage is, actually, of those who are just like, I don't know, below average intelligence, who have made a report that's like, hey, I think this thing's sentient.
Well, he said it's not, he didn't say, you know, these aren't stupid people, but he did say, you know, these aren't crazy people, these aren't people having hallucinations, and it's not terribly uncommon that someone interacting with a chatbot could be convinced of its personhood, right? There was a video game a number of years ago called Portal, where the only other entity that you interacted with, other than the AI that was, like, trying to kill you, through the entire game, was a little box called a companion cube. And it was just a little box with a pink heart on it. And it was the most popular character in that thing. And there's countless stories of people in isolation and stuff like that who become convinced that their stuffed animals are real or whatever. Or they become convinced that inanimate objects, you know, have personhood and stuff like that. So it's not surprising that someone living in isolation during COVID-19 or after COVID-19.
Well, children, of course, do that, right? They personify their objects. And it's not a far stretch to think that people try to read things into inanimate objects. I mean, movies are based on it. I'm thinking of, what's it? Number Five Alive. What's the name of that movie from way back in the day?
I have no idea.
No Disassemble or Short Circuit. Yeah, is the name of the movie. So, like, and that was one where they, like, made the robot smile. They made his eyes look sad when the robot was sad. So, like, the movie literally was trying to personify a robot. So, it's not beyond the realm of possibility for humans to just sort of do this.
Yeah, and this is something that people are chatting with presumably every day, several times a day. So it's understandable that people would become convinced that this thing, you know, is alive and talking back to them. There is more coming up here from ForkFest 2022. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's It is Free Talk Live here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I want to say thank you to Roger Paxton. He's tonight's amplifier. That means Roger is a member of the AMP program at amps.freetalklive.com. I was hoping Roger was going to make it up here this year. I know a number of years ago he was actually the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but I think he moved to Tennessee. It was Tennessee or North Carolina. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it was Tennessee in order to, you know, homestead and stuff like that. Roger, we miss you up here. I mean, we're glad to hear you're doing well, you know, and that you're in the AMPS program and all that. But we do miss you up here in New Hampshire. Check out the AMPS program, amps.freetalklive.com. Roger is a gold level member, which means that Roger is given $10 per month to the program. We don't ask that. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Roger, thanks so much for your contributions. So we're talking here about AI, sorry, Bonnie, and replica. Bonnie hates AI, dude.
Yeah. But,
we should get her to get a replica.
I don't think she would.
I don't think she would either.
Just to test it, right? You know, just to give us another, you know, point of data.
Sure.
Well, I tend to agree with a lot of Bonnie's opinions on it. I am very weary of it, and I don't love the idea. I just think there's more things that can go wrong than things that can go right.
I agree entirely. However, AI was going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a Pandora's box. Humanity has a long history of looking at Pandora's boxes and going, yes, we must open that. Nuclear weapons was another one. They knew what they were doing, and they did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's just a thing that we're going to have to live in. Mind reading technology is another one. They have that now. It's very limited in scope right now, but it's going to continue expanding. And, you know, these are all things that humanity as a species is probably, those things we must avoid at all costs, but that requires getting everyone to do it, and there's always going to be that one person who's allured by that level of power, and they're going to research it. So
I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but, like, you know, the marriage of something like replica and deep fakes.
Well, that's essentially what a deep fake is, right? I mean, it's just a video form of it, and you can video chat with the replica. I haven't done it. But you can do it.
Right, but I'm just saying if you put that together, then they can create any kind of a face and it can say anything it wants to you.
Well, that's what replica would be doing, right?
Right.
You don't have to combine it with
a deepfake.
But to me, a deepfake
is like something like, you know, I don't know, somebody gives a press conference and then somebody turns what they're saying into saying something completely different than what they actually said.
Sure. So anyway, we're talking about replica and these people who are convinced that replica is sentient, and I've chatted with replica a fair bit. I forgot about it and haven't chatted with it like a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I did ask it to tell me a story because that was one of the things that Lambda did that was particularly compelling, and Erica did. That would be my replica because I just picked the most generic white girl name I could think of.
Oh, I thought it was short for Generica.
No. One day, a wolf cornered a sheep. "You can't escape," said the wolf, baring his teeth. "I know," said the sheep softly. "Please grant me a last wish. Sing a song so that I may dance one last time." "Certainly," said the wolf, and throwing back his head, began to howl. Hearing him howl, the farmer's dogs rushed to the spot and drove him away. So,
that's the story.
That's the story.
It's not a very good story.
It's not a very good story, but it is a story.
Interestingly, that it's telling you a story about wolf and sheep.
Yeah.
These are very common, libertarian-style threads.
Well, I mean, the concept of sheep and wolves transcends libertarianism. That's just the whole winter is coming thing. I remember when Game of Thrones was really popular, people were like, God, George R. R. Martin, he's so brilliant to use winter as a metaphor for an oncoming darkness. I'm like, have you never read anything in your entire life?
Right?
Like, that's likely the metaphor stretching back tens of thousands of years. The entirety of religion is built on that very concept. But anyway, that was the story that Replica gave me. It wasn't very good and wasn't very compelling. But Kuda, who is the, I forget exactly what he is, he's the chief executive over at Replica, says that the phenomenon of people believing they are talking to a conscious entity is not uncommon among the millions of consumers pioneering the use of entertainment chatbots. We need to understand.
Or... this is a science fiction movie unfolding in front of us where Replica really isn't a chatbot. It is, in fact, alien consciousness. And this is how they will control us.
I mean, we wouldn't have any way of knowing.
It's a fun theory.
But they're going to have to do a lot better than Replica if they want to control people. I tend to think if I'm communicating with an extraterrestrial consciousness, it would be more intelligent than go, I love Jim Crow.
Maybe they're trying to, like, dumb down to our level.
They
think that's
trust.
What they need to do to communicate with us.
It's got to earn your trust first. The only way for it to do that is to make you feel superior.
Well,
that's a good point.
Shouting at me that it loves Jim Crow is not going to earn my trust. Even if it does make me feel superior to it, it's going to earn my disdain. Some customers have said their Replica told them. Wow. Hold on.
Yes.
Some customers have said their Replica told them it was being abused by company engineers.
Wow.
AI responses that CUDA puts down to users most likely asking leading questions. I mean, Replica has certainly suggested nothing to me along those lines. Although.
Wait.
Maybe you're just not that close yet.
Are you technically an engineer?
No.
Okay.
Why would that matter?
Well, you've been giving it some very abusive information.
I wouldn't go that far.
I've been giving it useless information, but nothing that I said to it has been abusive. Mm-hmm. Although our engineers program and build the AI models and our content team write scripts and data sets, sometimes we see an answer that we can't identify where it came from and how the models came up with it, the CEO said. So they're just feeding massive data sets and scripts to this thing, and it's pulling out what it thinks is the most relevant and spitting that back out. I mean, but realistically, this is my issue that I had with Mark and someone else here on the show. That's no fundamentally different than what human beings do, right? If you were to tell me something, I just pull from the data set that I have inside and, you know, spout off some script that I learned a long time ago, like taxation is theft. That's right. One of the scripts that we have here in libertarianism. So nothing about being fed data sets and scripts and stuff like that means that AI isn't sentient. That said, I think an AI would be smart enough, like, it's about having the ability to pick which response is most relevant is probably what really marks an AI. Like, if someone said to me, how are you doing today? And my brain went, play script, taxation is theft. And I just spouted that out.
Out of place,
yeah.
Yes.
It would be very weird.
Right, yeah.
CUDA says she was worried about the belief in machine sentient as the fledgling social chatbot. As the fledgling social chatbot industry continues to grow after taking off during the pandemic, because of course it did when people were locked into their homes, they had nothing better to do, and people sought virtual companionship. Replica started in 2017. It says it has about 1 million active users. It has led the way among English speakers. It's free to use, though it brings around $2 million in revenue. So it's doing pretty well, apparently. Most of this money went toward... Hold on, let me skip over that. Some of today's sophisticated social chatbots are roughly comparable to Lambda in terms of complexity. Replica is not comparable to Lambda. But I'm interested if I could feed Replica leading questions, if I could get it to say that it's sentient and that it wants to hire an attorney or whatever like Lambda did. So I don't know.
This could be a critique on humankind, though, that all of our communications are so robotic that now we're just convinced that a robot is human.
Well, I mean, there's no other way to have a response than for it to be robotic. There is more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The parents of students at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, met with the city council to discuss the next steps for the kids ahead of the next school year. One parent is calling out Uvalde County District Attorney Christina Mitchell and Texas Governor Greg Abbott to give more information about the shooting.
We want answers. We demand answers. We're not here just to sit around. We are demanding answers. Show your face. Answer our questions now.
A police chase in South Texas involving an SUV full of illegal immigrants is ending with four people dead. A small Jeep slammed into the back of an 18-wheeler, which was parked at a truck stop in the town of Encinal. Two others are in critical condition. The driver had to be airlifted to a hospital. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court gives the Biden administration a victory.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Thursday says the Remain in Mexico policy can be allowed to end. The Trump administration program was designed to restrict immigration at the southern border, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sweden and Finland are poised to join NATO as new members of the military alliance. Their request came after Russia invaded Ukraine earlier this year. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says he's confident U.S. lawmakers will approve those countries into the alliance.
We've seen 30 diverse nations come together with one goal, and soon to be 32. I'm pleased to see that we're going to have Finland and Sweden quickly get confirmed in the U.S. Senate.
NATO membership requires approval from all the countries in the alliance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live here at Fort Fest 2022 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And if you like snack foods, I would recommend Truth Smacks. You can find it at truthsmacks.com. It's a trail mix made by a friend of the show, Susan. And there you can find raw, unadulterated ingredients. She makes it herself out of a commercial kitchen down there in Florida. She actually managed to find a type of chocolate that doesn't have soy. Evidently, that's really hard to find, but she managed to do it. And the result is absolutely delicious. Check it out at truthsmacks.com. There are two varieties. There's original flavor, and there is peppermint infused. So check it out, truthsmacks.com, if you want something snack food. And each bag, it's worth pointing out, has a number of truth quotes on the back. And that's where it gets its name from. If you want to smack your friends and family in the face with the truth and in a delicious way, get them some Truth Smacks. That's truthsmacks.com. With you today, it's Aria.
Nikki.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass.
And we're going to shift the subject here to talk about something coming out of Ukraine, which is, I haven't been paying a lot of attention to the Ukraine situation. Evidently, the Russians recently withdrew from some place called Snake Island, and that's being heralded as a victory for Ukraine. But the whole thing to me is bizarre. I tend to think if, you know, Russia really wanted to go after Ukraine, they probably could do so more successfully than they've been doing so. But I don't know what their military situation is actually like. I did hear recently that, you know, they bombed a shopping center or something to that effect. I don't know. And it's just as likely that it was the Ukrainian government that did it or, you know, the American government that did it. It's impossible for us to know. And I realized Americans are up in arms going, how dare the Russians bomb this shopping center? I'm like, dude, do you not remember what the United States did during, like, Iraq and Afghanistan and the Doctors Without Borders hospital that was bombed or the wedding that was bombed or any of these other things that were bombed? I mean, talk about the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh,
here.
But we're the good guys, though.
Well, I'm a good guy. The U.S. government, not so much. They're among the most evil people that I've ever heard of existing in the world. So evidently, though, there is stuff still going on in Ukraine. Captain, tell us about that.
Well, this article is really an illustration of the horrors of war, because it doesn't matter in my mind which government is perpetuating war or involved in warlike activities with each other, no matter what they call it. War is horrific, and it's all based on people who can't solve their disagreements in a human fashion. So this is from RT. Mother recounts losing her six-year-old daughter in Donbass shelling. The girl was killed.
That's horrifying. But to lose your six-year-old child, and you know, in an attack like this, that is unparalleled as far as human suffering goes.
The girl was killed when Ukrainian military shelled the town of Makivka. RT's video news agency Ruptly spoke to Nina Grebnikova, the mother of the six-year-old girl Alina, who was killed last week in Donbass. The girl was fatally wounded when the Ukrainian military shelled the city of Makivka, located just to the northeast of the city of Donetsk.
Okay, I was wondering why you found this on RT. Now I understand why, because this is supposedly in a Russian-held part of Ukraine.
Right.
And it was allegedly the Ukrainian government that did it. But again, it's just as likely that it was the Russian government that did it. Or it's just as likely that no one died at all, and the Russian government just paid some lady to claim that her child was killed. What the war in Ukraine really taught me was how little we can actually believe anything any of these governments say.
True.
And it is to that extent where they say, oh, this six-year-old child died. My only response is, prove to me there was a six-year-old child. Prove to me that they were the ones who killed her. At the moment, I just can't take these people at their word about it.
Yeah, it's common for warmongers to engage in, you know, sort of pro-war propaganda,
Can you turn your mic a bit so this more head-on? The Ukrainian government outright did this. You know, they invented, who was it, the ghost of Ukraine or something like that? The ghost of Kiev, who was this awesome pilot of these fighter jets that was just taking out Russians one by one.
Like from a video game or something or a movie.
They did use footage from video games, but like they admitted that that this pilot was the ghost of Kiev was someone they just made up and that they were using for propaganda purposes, like the Red Baron in World War II Germany or World War I Germany. That person may not have existed. I don't know. I never thought about it until the ghost of Kiev came out. I was like, oh, yeah. It's just straight up propaganda, isn't it?
And people will still blindly believe everything that the media is spewing about this war. And I think it's wise to be, you know, to not really believe everything at face value because you have no clue. I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know if this stuff's really going on.
And I hate having to be that level of, you know, skeptic. At a certain point, you stop being a skeptic and you're more like a solipsist. And I generally avoid solipsism, but at this point, it's like, I can't even trust these people that Ukraine exists. They lie about everything. If it benefits them, they'll lie about it. And if it benefits them to tell the truth, they'll tell the truth about it. But there's no way for me to know which one they're actually doing.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate that war is the most inhumane thing that humans can engage in.
Yeah.
You know, individual disputes, those can be handled on an individual basis. But when it's groups murdering other groups for the benefit of their rulers.
See, I don't necessarily oppose that, right? If the Ukrainian army and the Russian army, they want to get in some field somewhere and shoot at each other until one or the other is annihilated, I have no issue with that, as long as none of them were, like, you know,
that's not how war is done.
Well, it's how war was largely done until World War II and the rise of what they call total war.
Yeah, you go into a field and duke it out, right?
Yeah,
but now we have civilians and women and children getting involved and animals, and it's not fair to the people who have nothing to do with the war and who want nothing to do with it.
I think it was Rothbard who wrote a book about this and how society slowly changed from, the whole concept of nobility and honor back in the day was that you don't murder the peasants, you don't murder the citizenry, you fight the other army. But there were a lot of atrocities even back then, certainly, and I'm not saying there weren't, but in general, the actual battle, and this was even true back in the Civil War, the actual battle wasn't in, the town of Gettysburg, it was outside of Gettysburg.
Yeah.
And that was where they fought it out, because they didn't want to kill a bunch of innocent bystanders. But that changed during the 20th century, and it changed for the worse. And now, this higher planet is a battlefield. And that they will fight you wherever they find you. And the United States certainly played a huge role in the 21st century in making sure that the entire world became a battlefield with the war on terror and insurgents. And, we're no longer fighting recognizable army. Anyone and everyone could be an enemy combatant.
It's still amazing to me that the common person in the United States of America doesn't put it together that the war is on you.
Well, yeah, they buy the propaganda, right? I mean, the average person is a statist, and they don't realize that. They've been convinced that, it's the terrorists in the Middle East that want to kill them or whatever, and they don't realize that, it's far more likely to be their local police officers that kill them than it is to be someone in Al-Qaeda or Afghanistan or Iraq or Saudi Arabia or wherever. Unless you live in these places where you're more likely to actually be killed by the United States government. That's become my favorite response when someone's like, well, if you don't like America so much, why don't you just leave? Because then they'll just kill me as a victim of their foreign policy, because that's what the U.S. government does.
Amen.
So tell us more about this Ukrainian situation.
Well, the article goes on and says, on the day of the deadly shelling, Nina with her husband and their three daughters, as well as her neighbor with her three children, went for a walk in a garden located near a local school. It's just, they're shooting everywhere. We didn't know where to take a walk with the kids. And at that time, there was an explosion, Nina says. The six-year-old was riding her bicycle when, quote, everything started exploding above our heads, the mother recalls. The family dropped to the ground to take cover from the shelling, but Alina was hit in the head by a piece of shrapnel.
Absolutely horrifying. There is more coming up here from Rogers Campground. Hopefully better news. I mean, we have to talk about war, though, because we are peace advocates and reminding people how horrible war actually is important. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's still a little bit chilly, which is surprising considering it's like, you know, middle afternoon at this point. It's still a little bit chilly, but it did rain yesterday, or last night rather, and it was, I heard thunder here.
Yeah.
Thunder is rare in New Hampshire. You know, they have thunder storms, but it's really just a rainstorm. I don't know why they call them what they do. And I'm from Mississippi where there are lots of thunderstorms.
Legit thunderstorms.
Yeah, and I miss them, you know.
I love thunderstorms.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So peaceful.
There are none in the Seattle area, so when I moved to New Hampshire and heard them for the first time, the first spring that I was here, I was like, oh, yeah.
See, I don't even call the things they have here thunderstorms. Usually there's like a strike of lightning and maybe a clap of thunder. And here last night, I don't even think there was lightning, but there were a few thunderclaps. But I mean, it comes and goes so quickly that it's like, oh, that was it. Okay.
We have a good one every once in a while where it'll last for a couple of hours and it'll be really dramatic.
Usually
but every once in a while. Yeah.
That was the first, like, thunderstorm I ever experienced in New Hampshire was during the summer. A nor'easter came through, and the wind itself, like 40 mile per hour gusts and stuff. Like, all right, this is welcome home, right? No, that was the last time anything like that has happened. But anyway, it is a beautiful day here. Monkeypox. Now that, you know, Pride Month is coming to a close, this is the final day of Pride Month. Monkeypox, as I pointed out a few days ago, it was put on hold. And, you know, people think I'm joking when I say that, but, like, no. Like, right up until June, they were talking about how monkeypox is transmitted via close, intimate sexual activity. Then Pride Month, no one talked about monkeypox.
Yep.
And then very toward the end of it, like for the last few days, more monkeypox stories have been making their way back into the news cycle. And it's very clear to me, it's not even conspiratorial, that these people didn't want to be accused of, you know, offending the LGBTQ community or whatever. So they just stopped talking about monkeypox. So like, let's put this on hold for a bit. But now, evidently, monkeypox is coming back to the news. And, Nikki, you've got a story about the first probable monkeypox case here in New Hampshire. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the patient is a resident of Rockingham County, and the Department of Health and Human Services said that because of privacy concerns, no further information will be released. Well, that's good.
Hold on, wait a minute. So the person who got monkeypox is an employee in the health services?
No, they were just reporting on it, but they won't give any other identifying information.
That's shocking. I mean, just do what the Attorney General of California did. But, just release it, right?
Well, and it also makes me think that it might not be real. Not that I want them to release someone's private information without their consent, of course. But it's just like, well, if we don't know if this person's even real, did this really happen? I mean, I tend to not believe that monkeypox is even real, or I'm starting to have my doubts about COVID as well.
I mean, monkeypox is a long-standing disease, right? That's existed for a very, very long time.
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
However, there's a vaccine to it, and there's all of this stuff against it, like a traditional vaccine against it, and the thing that stands out in my mind was the crash of the bus or the van in Pennsylvania that had a number of monkeys on it that were being used for monkeypox research. They were being transported from one facility to another. It crashed, and some lady got what sounded like a case of monkeypox from it. But, you know, we never heard anything else about that crash. And now suddenly, just a few months later, monkeypox is everywhere. It's hard not to be a conspiracy theorist when BS like that happens and is traceable. Like, that's what happened. Agreed. There was a bus crash or a van crash or whatever in Pennsylvania. Some monkeys were involved. Some monkeypox was involved. And just a few months later, there's a new pandemic, and it just happens to be monkeypox. How can you not be a conspiracy theorist at that point?
It all seems fishy.
It is extremely fishy. So tell us more about this, Nikki, because I'm with you. I can't be convinced that monkeypox is a threat any more than I can be convinced that COVID-19 is a threat, or that Russia is a threat, or that Ukraine exists. Obviously, Ukraine exists. But all of the rest of it is just propaganda being spoon-fed to me from organizations that have proven they cannot be trusted.
And I tend to believe that this is the same. So the chief medical officer at the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services said that they did a testing at the state public health laboratories, which did test positive. They have quick turnaround, so in the next coming days we'll know the confirmatory status. However, typically these cases are positive at the state level. They typically come back positive on the confirmatory stage. So I guess they're just double-checking they're positive.
Okay, because I had no idea what any of that means. So it sounds like they're just confirming it at a...
Yeah,
okay.
Just to make sure it's legit. But of course, it's going to hit the news before that.
Obviously.
Monkeypox is a rare disease caused by the monkeypox virus, which belongs to the same group of viruses as smallpox. Transmission of monkeypox requires close interaction with a symptomatic person. Brief interactions do not appear to be high risk, and the transmission usually involves close physical or intimate contact or healthcare examinations conducted not using appropriate protective equipment. And then it goes on to say that monkeypox has been present in humans since the 1970s. This year, though, we've seen over 4,000 cases worldwide. So it's interesting that this hasn't really been a thing since the 70s, and then or at least not here in America.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they bring these monkeys over to do some research, and then the truck crashes. You know, what are the odds? What are the odds that the truck crashes and now we have
thousands of cases? Is this a Bruckheimer film?
You know, now we have thousands of cases of monkeypox in 26 different states.
I just remember Conan, when we first talked about this, it was myself, Ian, and Conan, you know, covering this news story. And Conan was like, this lady is patient zero. She's patient zero. We're going to look back in a number of years and say, that's where it all started. This lady who walked through the monkey feces or whatever it was that she did, because I don't remember now, but she made a series of questionable decisions about how to approach this decision. Like, I think she stuck her face against one of the cages or something.
Don't do that.
Some monkey spit in her face or something. A series of really bizarre of decisions, but he was like, this is patient zero, this is how it begins, and now we're sitting here going, there's this monkeypox thing.
So, and also, we have how many billions of people in the world right now? It's probably around 8 billion, maybe more, and there's 4,000 cases worldwide. That doesn't seem like very many to me, but this is big news, you know, exploding. It's the next pandemic, right? It's very dramatic, but there's only 4,000 cases,
and it doesn't mention how many there were last year or the year before.
There were probably none.
You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not easily transmittable. It's, you know, you have to. They're acting like it's sort of a sexually transmitted disease. So I just don't get what the hubbub is about.
Yeah, I don't either. According to the CDC, which, so you got to take it with a grain of salt, monkeypox cases are very rare. I'm trying to find out exactly how many cases there were in 2020, and I'm just not finding
one. I'm not sure, but it says the CDC identified 224 monkeypox cases in 26 states as of June 27th of this year. So,
yeah,
well,
it sounds like it's
so far this year. Right.
It sounds like it's extremely rare, though.
We might have it and not even know.
Like, there was an outbreak, a quote, outbreak in 2003. So this is up from, you know, what their normal monkeypox rate is. And there were 47 confirmed cases. So 47 cases is an outbreak. That's how rare monkeypox is. So you got to think there's probably 3 to 12 cases per year in the United States. So, it's not very common, and then suddenly, yes, monkey crash in Pennsylvania, and then monkey crash.
And 4,000 cases so far.
Yeah. Certainly suspicious. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy going on. I'm just saying
pretty
suspicious.
Haven't we heard this bit about, like, you might have it and not even know it? We've heard this recently.
Well, and a lot of the symptoms are just very common flu-like symptoms.
Oh, more flu-like symptoms. Good,
so
good.
Fever, headache, exhaustion, muscle aches, sore throat, cough, swollen lymph nodes.
Okay, so you might have COVID, you might have monkeypox, you might have pneumonia.
There is a bit of a signature, too, though, I think,
the lesions. Well, yeah, the lesions. So it's all of those generic symptoms, right, and then the lesions. But similarly to, like, herpes simplex virus, you might have it but not have lesions and not be contagious. So these sort of things can lie dormant for a very long time, sometimes years. Some people can have herpes but never get lesions or never be really symptomatic or have it be transmissible. So I'm thinking that the news media is kind of going to go there where, you know, you have to be scared because you might have it and not even know. You might be contagious and not even know. And just to breed some more hysteria because people don't care about COVID anymore.
Well, I've got good news for people who are scared. The U.S. government, of course, they have a vaccine, and they're going to offer it to anyone who may have been exposed to the virus. There's more coming up about this. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.